Well, while some analysts worry that the low rates are stoking a new housing bubble, building approvals across the country have plummeted. It's more evidence of a sluggish economy away from Sydney and Melbourne, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports from Perth.
It's almost knock-off time on this construction site in the Perth suburb of City Beach.
This will be completed probably in about 6 to 8 months. We'll be finished. Yeah.
Big jobs like this, a three-storey house overlooking the ocean, haven't come up too often for builder Rob Spadaccini in recent years.
The last probably 3 years have definitely been very tough.
And the official figures from the Bureau of Statistics back that up. There were just 904 building approvals for homes in Western Australia last month. That's a drop of more than 35% compared with August 2016. During that time, 20,000 construction jobs have been shed in WA. But Rob Spadaccini reckons things, for him at least, are turning around. He's had a spike in calls in the past few months as buyers take advantage of low-cost land.
They're getting the best prices they possibly can in today's market, so it's the perfect time to get out there and build.
But it's not just WA that's been in the doldrums. In New South Wales, residential building approvals slumped 5.4% from July to August. In Victoria, they were down 4%.
In fact, during August of 2019, the number of approvals for new dwellings actually reached its lowest level in about 7 years.
Shane Garrett is the chief economist with Master Builders Australia. Total building approvals, residential and commercial, fell from July to August this year. That's 21 straight months of decline. Shane Garrett says it's residential construction that's the problem sector.
The weight of the residential building side has been strongest in terms of influencing overall results.
Curtin University economist Rachel Ong says low numbers of residential approvals reflect the broader lack of confidence consumers have in the economy.
A lot of them would just be simply waiting to see when the housing market would pick up again.
And that, Shane Garrett explains, has a significant impact on the hip pocket of the owners and operators of the small and medium businesses propping up Australia's construction industry, which is why he hopes the Reserve Bank's latest cut in the official interest rate is passed on in full.
Lower interest rates on small business loans will allow for more economic activity, more jobs can be created right across the Australian economy, and that can only be a good thing.
And as he ends his day from his site in Perth, Rob Spadaccini agrees.
11% of the economy out there is employed by the building industry. To me, that is huge. We need it to be busy.
That's Perth builder Rob Spadaccini. Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.